Blog Talk Radio.
To the Making It Outreach, back on the ranch radio show with your host, Rick Wildman Copeland, Chris Sneaky Wilson, and Scott Making It himself, Meepig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making It.
All right, good evening, rodeo fans and everybody out there listening to us. This is Rip the Wildman Copeland on air with you tonight, and also we've got Scott Misick. Scott, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Rip. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great, we are having technical difficulties with our other co-host. I lost him in there somewhere.
Well, why does that not surprise me there, Rip?
I don't know
just
what's
like
going
with it. He's a day late and a dollar short, ain't he?
Yeah. Yep, going to leave it up to us tonight, I guess.
Apparently so.
Well, how you been doing, old buddy?
Oh, man, we're doing great. Excited about the rodeos we've had the opportunity to get out to, which we're going to definitely get to talking about here in our show. But, man, we're just excited about what Making It Outreach is doing. I'm pretty sure you have, Rip, but I'm hoping some of the fans out there have had an opportunity to stop in and check out our new website, man. It kind of got a little bit of a facelift.
Yeah, it did, Scott. Are you still in there with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here with you, buddy.
Okay, all right. You sounded like I lost you that time, too. I was thinking I'm having switchboard problems, and I'm going to have to run this whole show myself tonight. No, yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about the website first off here. Noticed that you've been going in there and working on it all week, and you're changing it up, doing some different stuff with it, moving some stuff around, making it a little bit more user-friendly, and it's looking good. So we want to invite all of the listeners out there to go in, take a look at it. Notice our storefront. We do have the storefront up and running now. Got the riders' profiles pages. That's growing a little bit there. I believe we've picked up another rider or two since last time we were on air.
Yeah, you're right. We did. I was just going to get into that. We definitely want to welcome in our newest member in Ty Harris. So, great for Ty to see him out there. You know, we're going to get into talking about his event here in just a little bit with his Friday night deal down in Mayaca City. Had a great job, and, you know, we definitely are glad to have him part of our team.
Yeah, that's right. We are. We want to welcome him on and want to ask any of the other riders out there, if you're interested in getting on with Team Making Eight, be sure to go to the website. It's got a page on there that tells you how you can join up with us, or you can give Scott a call, and he'll be glad to direct you through all of that, or you can email Scott. His email address is on there also. He kind of takes care of that end of it. I work the switchboard and run radio shows and stuff.
Well, between me and the boss.
Yeah, got to get the boss in there, too.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't have a show without mentioning her name.
That's right. While we're talking about the website, Scott, we need to be sure and remind folks we've got some sponsors on there now, or some banners on there, and one of them being the SSBR now, which is the Southern States Bull Riding Association. We've got them on our website, and they have a link to our website over on their website in return for that, so we appreciate that. proud to be teaming up with them and looking forward to things to come in the future. Also, Remington Rough Stock Arena has got a banner on there, and I've never been down to Remington Rough Stock Arena, but I do know the announcer down there, Miss Chrissy, and I don't actually know her, but we're friends through the internet, and I've gone on their website and looked at it. I've talked to you. You've been down there to it, and I'm looking forward to making a trip down to Tampa and just checking that out. I'm excited about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rip, it's a great little rodeo, man. A lot of up-and-coming riders down there trying to get their hands on a little bit of money and more so just get the practice of being on these bulls. You know, these young guys that are out there are you know, they've got a lot of drive, and to see them out there covering some of these bigger bulls. I mean, Corey Costa, who owns Remington, has actually brought a couple of his bulls to some PBR events, so it's not like these things are any spring chickens, you know. And I'll tell you, we had a great show 2 weeks ago down there, and we're going to be down there tomorrow night broadcasting another live event. So make sure you rodeo fans, you guys are tuning in and going to check us out live from Tampa, Florida, at the Remington Rough Stock deal.
Right, and also while we're talking about banners on our website, got to mention Ryan Rippo Ropes. He's on there also making custom-made bull ropes, and I was looking through a magazine here, a periodical, a bull riding periodical, and noticed he's also got an ad in there also, and it's got flank ropes on there too. So he makes bull ropes and flank ropes.
Yeah, he does, Rip. You know, that's one of the things that he uses in order to be able to get out here to these events and be able to get on these bulls. So we certainly want to promote him. He is he's one of our up-and-comers, or one of our future team members. You know, we're still trying to work out a deal with him. But, yeah, he is definitely, you know, we definitely want to help him out, be able to help him getting out to these rodeos. Because I'll tell you what, I've been able to watch him ride, and I enjoy it. You know, Ryan Rippo is a great bull rider, and he sure does go out there and put on a show, you know. He's one of those guys that when you go out to see, I mean, and he gets on a bull that he knows he can cover, he's going to throw some spur out there. He's going to make it exciting. So you're not missing anything by going to check him out. But if you're a rider and you need a good bull rope, or if you're, you know, somebody who needs a good flank rope, something like that, you need to contact Ryan Rippo, because he makes a great quality. I'll tell you what, he makes his stuff, you know, and he would use every one of the pieces of equipment he makes. So definitely get one of his Ryan Rippo ropes.
Right. And you know, we've talked to several riders on the show that use Ryan's rope, and they're talking about how well they're built and how lasting they are. So he's putting out a good product. We're proud to have it on our website and got it up in the storefront where people can go directly to www.makin8, and that's Makin, M-A-K-I-N. No G, 8.com. Go to the storefront, and we've got Ryan Rippo ropes on there for sale. Also got a bunch of other stuff, some T-shirts and button-up shirts, baseball caps, all of that good stuff on there. So we want to invite everybody to go in and check that out.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, you know, I don't know, you know, with the new changes on the website, I really felt it was strong to put our quote on top of the headline page. It's actually on all the pages, but you know, we get a grip with our riding hands. That's what bull riders do, you know. But you know, get a grip pertains to everything we do in life. I mean, we got to get focused, we've got to get a handle on what we're doing, you know, whether it be just in our finances, our everyday living, how we're going to handle our relationships, whatever the case may be. We've got to get a grip. And then with that free arm, we want to reach out and help others. We want to share with others what we're doing. And that is how we're going to make eight. You know, as a bull rider, you know, when we get a grip with our riding hand, we reach out over the front end, we're almost sure to make eight. And that's what we're all about, is making eight. And so, you know, just because you may, you know, you a barrel racer, or, you know, you're a, you know, a roper or something like that, doesn't mean that you cannot get involved with Making Eight Outreach. I mean, we're here for you guys as well. We want to promote you. We want to promote everybody involved in the sport. So, you know, you guys contact us as well, and we'll get you on board with Team Making Eight.
That's exactly right. We talk a lot about the bull riding on the show, but that because that's our main area that we really know. Scott's a former bull rider. I'm a former bull rider turned rodeo announcer. Sneaky is a former bull rider turned bullfighter and
makeup wearer.
And future funny man, hopefully. Hopefully he's going to be getting into that. So, you know, and you talk most and you talk best about what you know. So that's a lot of the deal here. But we're looking to get everybody involved with this. Like Scott said, we're looking to bring in barrel riders, ropers, team ropers, steer wrestlers, bareback, saddle bronc, all of that. Even contract act, stock producers and contractors and all that stuff. We're not just one faceted here. We want to be multifaceted.
Yeah, you're right, Rip. You're right. But, hey, listen, why don't we open the door for some callers there? If you guys are interested and you guys want to get involved with Making Eight, want to talk a little bit about rodeo, something going on in your area, make sure you give us a call. Our lines are open, 646-915-9940. Call in, you know, chat with us. Let's talk some rodeo here tonight.
Definitely. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. Also, we want to remind people if they're the shy type and they don't want to get on the radio and talk with us, we do have chat rooms open that they can get in and they can type the question in, and we will try to answer it on air. We've got one on the Making Eight website, our Making Eight chat room. Go to www.making8.com, and there's links on there that'll run you into the chat room. Get signed in there, and we monitor that throughout the show. And also, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, they have one on there where you can type in questions there, and we will try our best to answer them there. So you don't have to get on there and talk to us, but we would certainly love to have somebody on here to help break the monotony of us talking so much. Right, Scott?
Yeah, you're right, Rip. Now, speaking of which, did we ever get Sneaky back, or is he still MIA?
He is MIA, has not shown back up yet.
Okay. Well, we'll just see if we can't hold that phone line open for him. But, hey, if you're fans and you want to talk some rodeo, you want to keep Sneaky off the line, call into the show because that'll fill the lines up for him. He won't be able to get through. What do you think, Rip?
Well, we got to get Sneak back on here, man. You know, he's our
partner
in crime. He adds to the comedy part of it.
Oh, he certainly does. He does a great job, too. I mean, we love it. I don't know how we're going to come through without him tonight there, Rip, but, you know, I mean, we're going to start making fun of each other here, huh? And I don't wear makeup, so, you know.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. But, if the next thing that they like to make fun of in the arena other than the pickup men is the announcer, so I guess I'll have to be the punch man or whatever they call it in the comedy acts.
You're right about that, buddy. Well, hey, listen, Rip, why don't you say we take a little break here and we come back, we'll talk some rodeos and kind of catch everybody up to date on what happened down there in Myakka City, and we'll go from there.
That sounds like a good deal to me. Let's go fill up the water glasses, listen to a little music. We'll be right back on Back at the Ranch.
Got the whole find. You have to run a house when it's closing time. Then I pack it in and jump into my pickup truck. Then it's pedal to the metal till the sun comes up. 500 miles of Denver, 1,000 miles of view. But when they come, I know I'll be setting in to shoot. I'm a little bit cocky and I got a lot of cowboy pride. So load them up, turn them out, cause I'm ready for another ride. I'm big straddle over hurricane, it's fixing to blow. In 8 more seconds, everybody's gonna know. I'm a jive talking fast, walking straight, shooting boots, scooting bull riding, son of a gun.
Holding down the ranch for you tonight, and we are ready to talk about some rodeo, bull riding rodeo. What do you want to kick it off with, Scott?
Well, man, I'm so excited. I'm about to jump out of my britches down here talking about this Malacca City deal, man. You want to talk about one great rodeo. This is the first time that they ever had this event down there in Malacca City at this particular arena, and I'm going to try to paint a picture for you guys, and I know that we had some issues with the communication during the live broadcast, and we hope that we've worked those issues out for tomorrow night's show. But, you know, let me tell you, this arena, it was in the middle of a pasture, a great-looking arena. The bleacher section went across the whole backside, across from the bucking chutes, and, of course, they had 6 bucking chutes, so it's a pretty good-sized arena, and the crowd, I mean, they were elbow to elbow. There was people standing up around it. They were probably 15, 20 deep at one point in the highlight of the rodeo. It was just packed. There were so many people there, and the fans were just cheering. It was a great rodeo. We did the broadcasting from really back behind the bucking chutes. The boss was actually she was on the. She was on the trailer with the announcer, and they had a great time up there. We had a great time back behind the bucking chute. It just worked, man. It was a great place, and I cannot wait to go back. The SSBR brought some, they had their stock contractors bring some of the best bulls down to the arena, and it was fantastic, man. I can't wait to get back down there and do another one.
Well, it sounds like y'all had a real good time down there. Sounds like you had a big event. And had a lot of people in there.
Well, I'll tell you, Rip, what they did, they started off at 6 o'clock. They started off with some junior bull riding. And they started off with some steer and calves. And let me tell you, man, I've got to tell you this story. This really inspired me. And this is why we do what we do, because we want to see riders like this. But anyways, this young little kid, 13 years old, name was Lane Brennan. And I apologize if I mispronounce your last name, buddy. But let me tell you, this little kid is going to be a great bull rider. And I got to see an up-close and personal encounter with him. We were back there before we went on air, and we're talking with some of the riders, and some of these junior bull riders are getting down on these steers and getting down on these calves. And so we were kind of helping him tie in a little bit. Well, this young kid, Lane, gets this bull that I don't know if he'd ever been in a shoot before or not. This steer went crazy. I've seen a lot of shoot fighting bulls, you know. I've seen a lot of bulls that try to come out of that buck and shoot, but this bull just went nuts. And this cowboy was trying to tie in on him and trying to tie in on him. Well, he got his foot tangled up in the gate, and it bent his foot backwards. So we pulled him off of the bull. And, of course, me being in the medical field, you know, I'm trying to reassure him and reassure mom and dad and let them know he's okay, you know. But, of course, I couldn't get in there to see his foot. And you know, he'd been around pretty good, you know. But what a lot of try that kid had. I basically told him, I said, listen, if we take your boot and your spur off, you're not going to be able to get down and ride again. You know, they're going to have to turn the steer out because they got to keep going with the show. And he said, no, sir. He said, just, you know, try to give me another steer. And I said, well, I don't know if they're going to do that for you, buddy, but we're going to try. Man, we worked with the stock contractor. They were so daggone busy, and they just kept walking by us and all. So finally he got upset that he wasn't able to get on there. And so he went and got on that same steer again. And, boy, let me tell you, that steer just – I mean, you know, and we tried wearing him down. You know, actually, one that got the event winner, Buckshot Morrison, tried sitting on him, kind of working him around a little bit, letting him bounce around with him on there, just try to work him out. Didn't do any good, man. That steer was still just getting it inside that buck and shoot. So he tries to tie in again. The steer drops down. We finally pull the little cowboy out. And, you know, they said, that's it. Just turn him out. Let's go get another steer. This little kid is upset. He is hurting, man. This kid is in pain. Cowboyed up and got back down on this steer again. So that right there was a good inspiration, you know, just alone to see him come back out there and try to get on that same steer again. They brought in another steer, and he tied down and came out. And that little cowboy made a ride. Like, I mean, we're talking some of these professional cowboys couldn't get it done the way he did. He was hurt, and he still cowboyed up, went out there, got a grip, and got it done. He scored 62 points and won the money on that little steer. The steer ends up laying down in him with him on it on the arena, and that kid rode him all the way down to the ground. Didn't make a difference, man. He made the whistle and just kept going. And what a great little ride that cowboy made. And I was so impressed, man. That is what the future of our sport is all about.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that you were telling me about that story earlier in the week, and I was listening to it and thinking about some of the junior bull ridings that I've been to and watched these young guys starting out. And if the adults had the grit and the determination – as some of these young guys do, man, could they not go far?
Yeah, you're not kidding. You know, but I'll tell you what, that should be an inspiration for any one of those cowboys. And who knows, maybe it was. I mean, you know, maybe Buckshot wearing him down and working with this little cowboy, you know, for his ride, maybe that gave him enough inspiration to come out there and win the event. You know, but let me tell you, man, what a try and what an inspiration to me as a bull rider. To see a cowboy like that bear down in pain didn't matter. He limped around all night long, but it didn't matter to him. He came home with the money and made that foot feel a lot better.
Yeah. Well, and he also learned something about the rodeo experience that people don't really get to see. You know, like in NASCAR, you don't see pit crews helping out other pit crews. In rodeo, you see the cowboys back behind the chutes helping out the other cowboys. You know, you don't ever hear a cowboy saying that he doesn't want somebody to make that ride or make that rope or whatever. But they're always helping each other out, borrowing each other's horses, borrowing each other's gear, helping them get geared up. You know, they whatever it takes back behind the chutes. It's a team sport, but it's not a team sport, if you know what
Absolutely.
I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. You know, you're right, Rip, and that's what separates us, you know. It really and truly does, man. That's what separates this sport, and that's why one of the reasons why I enjoy it so much, and that's why I keep coming back, you know. you know, you're not going to get any better than that. You know, for these guys to be able to help each other out, you know, they're not just competing against, you know, against that, you know, these other riders. They're competing against the bull more so. But, you know, these cowboys here are all about helping each other out, and I just love it, man. It's such an inspiration to me to see cowboys like that working with each other, working with these younger cowboys that are going to probably come up and, you know, compete against them here before too long. You know, I mean, this young kid's 13 years old, and so you got to figure 5 years from now, most of these athletes that we're covering in the Southern States Bull Riding, most of those kids are going to be riding for them, and they're going to be competing against some of our guys that are young now. You look at Ty Harris, who's one of our newest members. You know, he's 19, 18 years old. So in 5 years, he's still going to be riding. You know, whether or not he moves up into the PBR associations or whatnot, he's still going to be riding. So he's going to be on a competitive level with this young kid. You know, so to see him and to be able to help him out like that and to accomplish his goals, man, what an inspiration, and that's what rodeo is all about, you know. And it doesn't matter, it's not just that way with bull riding. It's that way with barrels. It's that way with ropers, you know. Everybody is the same way when it comes to rodeo, and that's what we really want to instill in our fans, and we want to instill in our athletes that are out there, is that, hey, this is a sport where we can truly reach out and help others.
That's right. And you know, thinking about on Buckshot helping that young man out, you can't ever tell. Five,
nope.
Seven, eight, 9 years from now, when he's walking across at after the finals, getting his buckle, and Buckshot may be presenting it to him or something, and he may say, you know, I remember when I was 13 years old, you helped me grid up and cowboy up and make that ride down in Miaka City that time.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. Well, hey, listen, speaking of Buckshot, you know, what a great bull ride we had. You know, after we had these junior bulls and watching great junior bulls, we got into the bull ride in action. And, you know, because of the we're only allowed a two-hour time limit for our radio shows, you know, one of the things that we did was we started a little bit later, so we're trying to bring everybody up to speed as we come into the event. And, you know, we had a few good qualified rides. You know, there were several riders there that did compete. You know, now they did call this the Jason Wade Challenge, I believe was the name of it, Rip. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it was the Jason Wade Challenge. And he, you know, he actually rode but got bucked off earlier, you know, before we actually went on the air. But, you know, he... it was nice for him to help promote this event and put his name to it. But before we come on, Cristiano Varjas scored a 77.5. Kenny Hammock scored a 75 on a bull they call Puff. So those two, I think, were our competitors coming in when we went on the air. But, man, I'll tell you what, we had a whole mess load of qualified rides after that. We had Ty Harris come out with the 84.5 going. He led the whole long go. You know, with the 20 riders, 84.5 was a great score. And that young cowboy has got his mind on his business. I mean, he is focused and he is determined to win at every event. You know, we've been able to watch him for about 3 or 4 weeks now pretty steadily. And that kid is getting it. And we are proud to have him part of our team. I think he's going to set the example and put some competition on some of these other cowboys, you know. So, yeah, we look forward to that. And then Buckshot Morrison came out with an 82.5. And actually, it was kind of funny because Buckshot scored a 82.5. The next rider was Ty Harris, and he scored an 84.5. So, I mean, Buckshot scoring the 82.5 put him as the event leader. And then the next rider, I mean, Ty Harris just fed off that, came out, scored an 84.5, and kind of raised the stakes a little bit. But, you know, later on towards the end there, we had Brian Corson showed up. And for the fans that don't know, Brian Corson is, you know, he's a PBR rider. This guy has been a contender for many years within the PBR, rides a lot of PRCA deals. He's looking to get back into the circuits with the professional bull riders, and we're going to help encourage him. We're going to help promote him. I had the opportunity to talk with Brian a little bit earlier today, and you know, he's ready to go. He's ready to work with Making Eight, and we're ready to see him out there at these PBR events. So hopefully we'll get him to call into the show. If not, you know, we'll just kind of see where it goes. But we're definitely going to watch out for him. And, you know, if you're a rodeo fan out there, keep your eye on Brian Corson because he's not done with PBR yet. You know, my man's 35 years old, and he went out there and made an 82.5-point ride and just made it look – I mean, he made it look sick. You know, I seen him come out there and turn on that bull and lay some spur into him, man, that he was getting it done. He is looking good. And I think he's got enough to be a contender again.
Yeah, and speaking of calling in, we've got several open lines. Let me give this number out, 646-915-9940. That's the call-in show, or the call-in number for the Back on the Ranch show, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We got plenty of open lines. Scott and I are on the air with you tonight, and we want to talk rodeo. And we will talk rodeo. The only thing I don't have in front of me right now that make me any happier is a cup of coffee, because what I do have in front of me right now while I'm talking to you, Scott, is I'm watching Rodeo Houston, and they're into the bull riding right now.
Oh, are they really? Well, hey, man, if you know, if I get to talking a little bit too much, cut me off, let me know so we can kind of cut in there and talk about some of them riders.
I'm trying to keep an eye on who we got up and what we got going on, see if anybody makes a really good ride.
And I know your multitasking skills ain't the best, so if we get distracted, it's okay, Rick. We'll bear with you.
All right.
But, you know, coming out, we had a total of five that made qualified rides, and they were bringing six back to the short go-round. And I'm trying to remember who it was that actually scored. I got them written down here on my sheet. Let me pull it up here. Looks like Eli Silva was the one that he came closest to the 8 seconds, so they let him come back to the short go round. But let me tell you, I was able to get down back behind the bucket chute and call that short go from right there live on the air. What, man, I know you had to hear it in my voice, but I got so worked up and so overwhelmed. It was so exciting to see that. Now, Ty Harris came out. I thought he had an 8-second ride. It was my apologies to the fans out there that were listening in. He ended up getting bucked off. I guess they gave him a no score. He ended up touching the bull at about 6'7 or 6'8. So it was a no score for him. But, you know, he was just getting it. Had a good spinning bull. Bull was trying to bring him down in the well a little bit, and I think that's where he touched him, pulling back out. So, you know, but he still had that 84.5 coming into it. But the matchup of the short go round was Darth Vader, the, you know, 2008 Bull of the Year for the SSBR, you know, Darth Vader taking on Brian Corson. Now, they have the draft, kind of like they do in the PBR. They allowed all six bull riders to pick their bulls, Ty Harris being the first one. He got to come in there. Now, I asked him before the short go if he had the opportunity, would he draw Darth Vader? And he said, no. He said, I got to go with something that's, you know, going to pay my bills. And, you know, so he had to go for something he felt he could ride. And like I said, he did give the Bulldog a really good ride, man. I thought he was there just short, you know, trying to pull himself out. But, you know, Brian Corson coming out on Darth Vader. Now, there was a matchup. And I will tell you what, that cowboy was getting on it. And it looked like he was going to have himself a qualified ride. And hopefully we'll get Brian on here to kind of walk us through a little bit. There's a history between him and Darth Vader. He's had him a few times. And I think that Darth Vader is going to be ridden. And I think Brian Corson is going to be the first one to do it, to be honest with you. I think Brian Corson knows that if he covers him, he's going to be sure in the money. So, you know, I think he's going to take on the challenge again, man. But the winner of the night, on a bull they call Marsh Tiger, was Buckshot Morrison. Came out on a flat spinning bull, you know, turned around to the left. Buckshot stayed with him, even stuck some spur into him, and about six and a half seconds, the bull actually stopped. But it was enough to give Buckshot a 77 in the short go, so he made both rides for a total of 159.5, gave him the overall winning, and I hope everybody was able to sit back and actually listen to the interview we had with Buckshot. He's feeling good, and he's sitting in third place right now in the SSBR standings, and I think he is going to be putting some heat on Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKeeman pretty quick. Now, Rooster was there Friday night and got bucked off. It was unfortunate for him, but, you know, that's the name of the sport. Now, Wagner, I guess, was in Dublin, Georgia, And, you know, hopefully we'll get some callers in maybe talking about Dublin. We did not get to find out a whole lot about it other than the results. And I believe Wagner finished in the top four, making a qualified ride out there with an 80-point score. So I'm going to have to pull up my stats over here. And, I wish Sneak was here for that because he's usually our stat guy, you know.
He's right on top of that, too, when you and I are babbling and yakking on. He's poking on that computer and bringing up stuff so you and I look a little bit better.
Yeah, you're right, Rip. I'll tell you what. Well, we'll have to let him know he was definitely missed tonight in the show. But certainly, you know, good to see Wagner, you know, able to make a ride up that way. Gonna put some distance, some breathing room in between him and Rooster. But the man on the move is definitely Buckshot Morrison. I mean, that young cowboy is just getting it, and you know, he's got a lot of potential. I think he put some heat on him. I think he's only about 2,500 points away from first place. So he's definitely putting some heat on Wagner. And actually, it was Wagner finished second place. We got Lane Hartzog. I hope I pronounced that right, with an 81. Wagner scored an 80. Ryan Parker scored a 76, and Noah Wheeler scored a 66 for the event at the Shamrock Showdown in Dublin, Georgia. So great, you know, great for them up there. Hopefully we'll get some action and be able to find out a little bit about that event. If nothing else, we'll try to get with Carl. I got to contact him this week anyways, and we'll try to find out some of the highlights on that weekend's deal. But certainly Miaka City was full of some great bulls and some great bull riders, and, you know, we definitely had a great show down there.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all had a good time. See, you've got one up on Sneak and I in the going to the SSBR events. They have a lot of their events down there in the Florida area and in the Georgia area, and they have some in Mississippi is in their western region, and they have some, but they don't have a whole lot of them, and hopefully they're going to be working on that and getting some that we can be going out and covering here over in the western region, and we'll have a lot to talk about concerning the SSBR events just like you do, and I can get all educated on them and learn these riders a little bit better and everything.
Well, yeah, and we will. You know, I think the SSBR is still young enough where, you know, they're still getting into this, and with the production and with the board that the SSBR has, I think that they've got something to be great. I mean, they are going to be one of the, you know, if not the elite association down here, and I think these riders are going to certainly want to ride with them. The payouts aren't too bad right now. The money is good for these riders, and you know, just how they're taken care of, man. These guys are really taken care of with the SSBR, and you know, hopefully we'll get some riders out there that are, you know, that are interested. If you want to come down south and ride some bulls, the SSBR is where you want to go. So you know, if you can't get a hold of us, get a hold of the SSBR through the SSBRnow.com, and you know, get in contact with them, get on board, start hitting those rodeos. The more these riders hit and the more these fans come out to see, the more rodeos they're going to be able to put on, and we're going to get them out there in Mississippi and even further here real shortly.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we're looking to do is to get this built up and get it spread out and get this stuff going on. And we can get out to more events, and we can report on more of the SSBR stuff.
Yep.
Got phone lines open. We got plenty of them open. Nobody but you and me on it right now, Scott. Call in number 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. Give us a call. Talk to us about rodeo, bull riding, barrel racing. We'll talk about any of it. And just an update for you, Scott, at Rodeo Houston and the bull riding right now, the bulls are kind of having their way with the cowboys. They're leaving Wrangler brand imprints all in the dirt. Bobby Welsh is currently sitting in first place with a 78.5 for tonight's semifinal round, and Corey Melton got a 73 holding on second place. Only two qualified rides thus far.
I've actually been at a couple rodeos with Corey Melton. That's a pretty good bull rider right there. So you know, have to keep our eye out on him. Now, how long, well, you know what, why don't we take a break, Rip, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about Rodeo Houston and what they've got going on down there. How's that?
That'll be a good deal. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little Rodeo Houston. In, you are back on the ranch with a Making Eight Get a Grip radio show. Glad to have you in with us tonight. I am Rip. Got Scott on the line with me, and we are here to talk about bull ridings and rodeos and anything to do with that type of stuff. Got open lines. If you want to call in and talk, 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. And, oh, my goodness. Scott, you okay?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, your phone was making weird noises in my ear, dude.
Uh-oh. I think Sneaky's putting something on us there. You think he's sneaking around somewhere?
Sneaky probably got hungry and went to the refrigerator and got him something to eat, and he's sitting back listening to us work while he's eating right now.
Watching them turkeys again, isn't he?
That's exactly right. That's exactly. And his computer may not be computing. It seems not to compute a whole lot here lately.
But, well, let me. Hey, Rip, did you tell them to turn it on today?
Well, I was kind of thinking we've done this enough.
Oh,
he kind of remembered how to do all
I know.
That.
I know, but you know, he does like to wear makeup, so it's hard to tell. But all right, hey, that's all right. We can't pick on Sneak. He's not here for us to mess with. So
he can't defend himself, so we got to leave him alone.
That's right. Hey, before we get into that Rodeo Houston action that you've got going on down there, I definitely want to try to throw out there a little bit about the Making Eight Challenge. We have signed on a couple more members. You know, if you go check out making8.com and look under the riders page, you know, you'll be able to see the members. You know, go to Team Making Eight, click under that, and then click under the links. You can kind of follow some of our riders we have there. Ty Harris being our newest one, you know, scored, like I said, finished second place in Miaka City. Look forward to him going out there and being real competitive. But these guys are scoring points within Making Eight. We're calling it our Get a Grip Tour. 2009 is our Get a Grip Tour. We're really getting a handle on this organization and what we're doing. So that's what we're doing. We're getting a grip. We're calling it our Get a Grip Tour. And, you know, these guys are putting up some points here for our Making Eight Challenge. And, you know, now's the time to get involved because there ain't that many riders out there and they don't have a whole lot of points. Anybody can still be competitive to come in there and win a champion trophy belt buckle at the end of the season. So, you know, want to let you riders know that if you're interested in getting involved, and you know what, we will have a competitive race for any event. So if you are a barrel racer and you want to be involved with Team Making Eight and have us promote you and organize, you know, attend your events and do your promotions, work on getting you sponsors, we're interested in doing that for you as well. And you will get a prize because you will be able to acquire points as well in a different, you know, event standings. So Making Eight Outreach is definitely promoting the sport of rodeo. And we're going to put up a trophy belt buckle at the end of the season and present it to the riders. So don't miss out. Now's the time to get a grip on Team Making Eight.
Start building those points up early. Hey, guess what? I have got somebody that just popped up on the screen here. It is our co-host who is 45 minutes late in getting in here tonight. Appreciate you, Sneaky.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Having a little technical difficulty there tonight.
You couldn't figure out what number to call us on tonight or what's going on with that, man?
Well, you were talking about me being in the refrigerator. There was some lasagna in there. We won't talk about that.
Okay.
But how are y'all tonight?
We're doing good. Missing
Nikki.
Yeah.
45 minutes late, buddy. That's going to go as a mark against you now. We're going to take some points away from you.
Well, actually, like I said, we're having a little technical difficulty. I was sitting there in queue for a little while.
That's all right, buddy. Hey, I understand. I'll tell you what, buddy. You know, just glad to have you here. Now we got our stats, man. I don't know if you got to hear the first portion of the show here. I'm trying to pull up stats myself. I'm like, where's Sneak? We're missing him. So we weren't always picking on the air, buddy.
Well, I heard y'all talking about Shamrock Showdown and the winner of the bull riding event. But one thing you did leave out there is the Ross Hill out of Alabama won the freestyle and the cowboy potation competition, the bullfights there.
Yes, sir. You're right.
I
did forget to see. I see. You know what? What we do without you, Sneak?
Yeah. His partner was John Cosby of Florida. They won the cowboy protection competition. And, I haven't got to hear a whole lot about it, but just a few stats there. And but I wanted to throw that in there at you.
Yes, so, apparently they did a great job. Now, let me tell you, where it really counted was in that arena. And let me tell you, those bullfighters we had down there in Miami City were some of the greatest, man. They were some strong bullfighters down there. Yama Summerall's from LaBelle, Florida, was down there, and Brandon Adrian were our two bullfighters. And let me tell you, those guys were taking some shots, but they were standing in there and doing a great job protecting those cowboys. So, you know, we would not be here, and we would not be able to promote the sport if it wasn't for the bullfighters that were behind it. So, hey, thanks for bringing that to our attention there, Snake.
Yeah, hey, I was Snake. Working a little bit while I was taking a break there.
Yeah,
Snake,
yeah.
you have got to bring up the Making 8 chat room and start monitoring it, because I've been trying to monitor it, Blog Talk, and run the switchboard, and you got to take some pressure off of me here, okay?
Okay, let me get into there.
And I was also trying to watch Rodeo Houston, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, fellas. Yeah, go ahead, Rhett.
Scott, you were talking about the Get a Grip Tour 2009, the Making 8 Challenge. Were you going to get into any of how they score their points or anything, just to give them a little heads up on that, or were you going to wait and do that at a later time?
Well, we do have it posted on the website how the points come out. If you show up at a sanctioned rodeo, and it doesn't matter what event it is, if it's a sanctioned event put on by a producer where we can call and verify that they were there, it's not a practice pen and not a jackpot rodeo. If it's a sanctioned event, we will mark you 50 points for showing up and paying the secretary. Just getting out there and getting on your bull gets you 50 points. If you make a qualified ride, you will get your score plus the 50 points. So, for instance, Ty Harris signed on with us. They're at the event. His mother paid him, paid his entry fees. He got points. He got 50 points for being there, and then 84.5 for doing it. So he's already come out in first place just from signing up the first day. If you win the event, if you win the overall event, you will get 100 points plus your score points. And then we're also working on the bonus points for riders that may be injured, may not be able to compete. If you show up at a Team Making 8 tailgate party, if you're going to an event we're going to be at, and you go out there and you wear your gear and represent us, maybe talk with some fans, sign some autographs, do a promotional deal, you're going to get another 50 points just for doing that. So you don't even have to compete. And then if you refer a team member to Team Making 8, we're going to give you 25 bonus points for that. So there are a lot of ways to get some points out there, even if you're not riding. Now, you do have to be an athlete, and you do have to be an official team member. In order to do that, you do have to be an athlete. But it doesn't matter what sport you're in. If you're in roping or anything to do with the rodeos, you know, you will have an opportunity to compete as well.
Okay, so you're basically saying that Sneak and I are left out of this because we're not athletes.
Well, you're too old. And, you know, what are you going to do with an old belt buckle like that anyways, man? You probably got 30 of them sitting on your wall, don't you?
I'm going to put it on my belt, and I'm going to wear it around and flash it in those younger guys' faces is exactly what I'm going to do.
But you ain't getting on the bulls now there, Rip.
Well, that's true. That part poses a problem right there. But, you know, I will be showing up for events and promotions and stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you feel the need, then we will come up with a challenge, and we'll award points for you and Sneak, how many events y'all can come out with, and we'll come up with something for you guys. It may just be a mud pie or something, but we'll get you something.
Well, you know, speaking of events, we've got one coming up that us three have already, we got a challenge going, and the wagers have been set, and I think Sneak is fixing to go to, he's already been to Walmart, but at his local Walmart, he couldn't find the out of the chute. So he's out looking, because he was quizzing me today on what all type of systems it worked on, Xbox, Sega, Wii, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's fixing to start doing a little practicing on us.
Sneaky.
Well,
Scott, the devil.
You got the game now. You own the game, so you get to practice. So I think it's only fair. Me or Rip One get to practice a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Y'all better get a grip on that game out there, out of the chutes, and start practicing, because you're going to need it when you come up against me.
And just to let the fans know, and at Philadelphia, Mississippi, at the SSBR event there, and my stat man is telling me the dates here in just a minute, Scott, Sneak, and myself are going to do the Out of the Chute Challenge. And the winner of that, if Scott wins it, Sneak and I have got to foot the bill for him and the boss to come up to Mississippi to an event later on in the year. And if Sneak or I win the event, the boss and Scott, mainly the boss, has got to foot our bill down to Tampa Bay to an event down there.
Hey, fellas, I got a better idea. Now listen to me. I think this will work out better on both parts, okay? Now here's what we're going to do. The SSBR has a Western Circuit Finals, correct?
Yes, it does.
They do. Uh-huh. And they also have an Eastern Circuit Finals there, correct?
Yes, they do.
Well,
I see where you're going with this.
The winners, if one of you fellas win, then I will bring you both down here for, it, if not the Eastern Circuit, for the actual finals. I think it'd be better for the finals for you guys since, you know, you're going to come down here anyways. Instead of making it the Eastern Circuit, we'll just make it the overall finals for the SSBR. And if I happen to beat the two of you, then you all have to send me and the boss up to Mississippi for the Western Circuit finals.
And rip,
I can live with that.
Rip, your stat man has just found it is June 19th and 20th at the Neshoba County Coliseum.
That's the Philadelphia event where all
that
this
is Philadelphia, yes, sir.
Where the big event's going to take place, the big challenge is going to take place. What do you think about that, Sneak? It gets a little bit better every time we talk about this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm going to look good down there at the finals.
Oh, you going to wear your makeup, Sneak? Are you going to wear your makeup, Sneak?
Well, I didn't want to embarrass you too much. I'm just going to go El Natural. And,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, I know who looks better. But just to give you everybody a little information, this is going to be MC Merritt is going to be producing this show. We've got $1,250 added money each night, $80 entry fees. And call in for the Bull Riders out there is going to be June 15th between 7 and 9. And that's
so
Eastern
get it
time.
On
that's Scott's time.
That would be my time. So get it on your calendar, riders. And fans, y'all want to try to put it on your calendars as well, making sure you're out there at in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And if nothing else, I know you're going to be able to watch some great SSBR action with MC Merritt down there bringing those bulls. I know the riders love those bulls down there. And, shoot, I'll be honest with you. I believe that I'm going to probably be bringing up some team members to compete in that event. But, you know, if nothing else, come out and watch the Out of the Shoot Challenge between the three of us so we can find out who's paying for what and who's paying for who to go where. Because it's going to be exciting. And like I said, while you're there, definitely be able to catch some great bull riding action.
Yeah, well.
That's right. And one thing we can promise you, Sneak, and Scott, is there won't be any snow like it was at the last SSBR event I was at down in Greenwood. In June, you can pretty much count snow out in Mississippi.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you what, I don't have any chains for my tires there. I don't have any snow chains, so we definitely can't have snow up that way.
Well, Scott, go ahead and tell Kelly to cut your allowance in half so you can be paying for the finals.
Oh, okay. Well, Sneak, you better get a hold of that game there pretty quick, Bubba.
Oh, I'm working on it.
All right, man. Well, hey, that's going to be a great challenge coming up there. We look forward to that. But, hey, Rip, what's going on with Rodeo Houston over there, buddy?
Rodeo Houston is off the air now. I'm waiting for the replay to come back on. But tonight they are not turned into a stat man, but I'm not as quick as Sneak is, so I'm fumbling here to get back into my brackets and see if they've posted the event winners for tonight. No, they have not. They have not. We are in the semifinals, the second round of the semifinal action tonight at Rodeo Houston. Last night was the first round semifinals. Tonight, second round. Then tomorrow night, Friday night, they have what they call the wild card round. And it gets kind of long in saying telling how they've broken these performances down, but they have. I'll do it the short version, Scott. I know you're getting nervous because I said it gets kind of long. But they have 50 contestants in each event, okay? And they break them down into five different super series, and they go through that. They go through the Super Series round one, round two, then championship round, a Super Series round two, round one, round two, then they go into the Super Series championship round for round two, then they do the same thing for three, then they do it for four, round four, then they do it for round five, and then the winners of out of those, the top winners out of those come back to the semifinals, which were last night and tonight, and they go to they go to what they call the wild card. And this is really confusing, okay, especially for an old country boy like me. The top four go on to the championship round, okay, out of the semis. The bottom six go to the wild card round. And then they get two more out of the wild card round to go to the championship round, which is Saturday night. So they've got a lot of stuff going on in Houston at Rodeo Houston. It started out Tuesday, March the 3rd. Here we are at Thursday, March the 19th. They're into the second round of the semifinals. So they've had a lot going on. Now, last night was a pretty exciting night there. I got to watch a run that I almost got excited about in the steer wrestling. That it started out. Yeah, I can tell you're real interested the way you said, Scott. Matt Reeves, this young man, he came out and he posted what we thought was a 3.1. And Bob Tallman and Boyd Pulhamus, who are the announcers for this, got excited and didn't see. And when they went back on the replay, he had broke the barrier. But he threw that steer in 3.1 seconds. And they were all kinds of excited until they brought it back up on the replay and showed that he had broke the barrier. But Kurt Cassidy, he took the steer wrestling last night with a 3.8. I'm trying to move down to the bull riding here. And
well, now, hey, Rip, before we do that, man, just to let you know, hey, it's not that I wasn't really excited about it, because I am. I think that is great. Disappointing that he broke the barrier, you know, but hey, I already heard the story once.
Yeah, I know. I got kind of excited telling you about it earlier today, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And, you know, it got me excited, too. I thought it was great. But, however, now that we're involved in this show, I just thought of something, man. And I'm trying to multitask here. And you know I don't multitask all that well.
Well, you're about on the same level as me when it comes to that.
You know what I'm actually doing, though?
I'm actually picking
my riders for this weekend's fantasy draft for the PBR.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, which we do have to talk about later on. We'll get into some PBR action here coming up. But you know, I definitely want to get my marks in. While we're sitting here talking, I thought, well, you know, we're talking about these challenges between us. Man, I got to get my draft challenges in there.
I forgot all about that. I've missed the past 2 weeks on getting my draft challenges in. Rodeo Houston bull riding last night, Wesley Silcock took it with an 85. J.W. Harris, 84.5, was in second place on the bull riding part of it. And like I told you earlier, Bobby Welsh, he took first place tonight with a 78.5. Corey Melton took second with a 73.
Okay.
I'm going through here and I'm multitasking and looking, seeing if I can come up with anything else that looked really outstanding that we need to talk about. But want to remind the listeners that you can see Rodeo Houston on pay-per-view tomorrow night. It starts at 7:00, and then that's the wild card round, and then Saturday, which will be the championship round, it comes on at 4:00 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I didn't see anything that just jumped out at me while I was flipping through here. I'm not as good a stat man as Sneaky is. And I don't have my switchboard pulled up. And I need to get back to my switchboard to make sure I'm not falling down on my job.
Yeah,
we have no
call. That's why I was waiting for 45 minutes.
No. Oh, no, you're not laying that off on me, partner.
I tried.
We do have open lines, by the way, 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. Call in. Talk to us about rodeo.
Sure, even if they're No, I was just going to say, even if they're fans and they want to talk about their fantasy drafts and the PBR, or any, they want to talk about some PBR action coming up here, we'll be happy to talk some rodeo.
Yes, we will. I mean, we're plumb excited about talking rodeo. As a matter of fact, my wife gets tired of listening to me Saturday through Wednesday. That's how come y'all have me on here on Thursday nights, and so I can get it out of my system. I give her a break on Friday, and then we start back on Saturday talking about it again.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, there's got to be a place for each one of us, and you know, I know my wife. Same thing. You know, she hears rodeo every day, all day long, because that's what we're doing. We're doing the rodeo deal right here.
Hey, did either one of you guys just happen to? I've been pumping this up the past couple of weeks, and I'm starting to feel a little bad about this because I'm not getting much help out of y'all on it. Did either one of y'all catch Dancing with the Stars Monday night?
Yes, I did.
Hey, look at there.
Well, you know what it is. Well, no, I was just going to say, you know what it was? Sneaky's just trying to get some pointers from another cowboy up there dancing so he can get around there and dance around a little bit.
Well, I was looking at Jewel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did sing a song Monday night, but Dancing with the Stars, Ty came on in there this week and kind of redeemed himself just a little bit on his dance moves. He's teamed up with Chelsea Hightower. And last Monday night, they scored a 14 on the cha-cha, which the judges kind of ribbed Ty and said he looked more like he was in an army drill and stuff. But this week they came out and they did a fast dance, I believe is the type. And I'm not much on this ballroom dancing. I can two-step, I can waltz, and I can lean up against the bar and watch cowgirls walk by. But that's about the extent of mine. But
that's
anyway,
about mine, too. At least that last part. Now, I can't even two-step or waltz. I can two-step a little bit, and I think the more I drink, the better I two-step, at least
well,
in my eyes.
Yeah, I've been told many a night that I drink better than I dance.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, they improved their scoring by 6 points this week. They went up to 20 points, which gives them a total of 34 out of 60 points. That happened on Monday night. And then the fans call in. They vote for who they want to stay on there. And you can vote like 13 times, I believe, for the person you want to stay on there. And Ty apparently got some votes on there Monday night. And by the way, he was the most improved dancer. He had the biggest jump in points with his 6-point jump, so he's the most improved dancer. And they did look a lot better. He looked more relaxed and was smiling and carrying on. But Tuesday night they had the cut, and Ty is still on there. So all of us guys and gals that wear cowboy hats and are watching it and voting for Ty, we're doing some good. And they come back on this coming Monday night on ABC, 7 o'clock, so if you don't do anything else, flip it over there and watch Ty Murray dance and then vote for him 13 times. That's what we want you to do. We got to keep our cowboy on there.
Yeah, me and Rip know about the only letting us call 13 times, don't we?
Yeah, I called 13 times on 3 different phones that night.
Well, that's what happened here, too.
Well, I would like to say the same thing. I would like to say the same thing, man, but I've been having to work so daggone much, and we've been so busy out there on the road, I have not even had a time to stop and think about it.
Yeah.
But I will definitely try to catch up with it this week. I like to see Ty on there, man. I know that he called the PBR event and this past week and talked a little bit about the deal in Birmingham. You know, he was talking to the guys out there, and it was nice to hear from him. And you know, he's getting a workout. Like I think he's gonna be healthy enough. He's trying to come back there and do some bull ride.
Well,
Doubt it'll happen. But I know he's getting a good workout.
Just don't get any rumors started. They'll start saying they heard
right?
it on our show, and then we'll have to explain all this stuff. Well,
he's being like those New York speculators on the stock market there.
And those folks is driving our oil and gas prices up.
The very ones.
Okay, all right.
All right,
hey,
we
guys,
need to stay away from politics.
That's right. We don't want to talk about politics on here. We're here to talk about the fun stuff in life, which is rodeo and cowboys and cowgirls and cowboying. I know, Sneaky, you haven't been on quite as long as Scott and I have, so we could just quit talking and let you talk for a few minutes, but how about we listen to a little bit of music? Let's all go fill our water glasses back up.
That'll work.
That sounds good, Rip.
Opened up my eyes, and I don't wanna leave your side for that lonesome road. But here I go, climbing back behind the wheel of 50 feet of chrome and steel and a load they need in Chicago. Through the middle of the night unknown, won't let me go. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. Pay no mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here. Picture by the dashboard light, and it takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. High-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. Pay no mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride till I'm back in your arms again.
Jason Aldean on Back at the Ranch, Getting a Grip with Making Eight Radio. You got Scott, Sneaky, and Rip on the air with you. We do have open phone lines. Want to ask you to give us a call, 646-915-9940, 646-915-9940, and we will talk to you about rodeo and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Scott, we've
yes,
got
sir.
On the production sheet here. Update on Flint. Do you have any I have searched the internet over and could not come up with anything on his condition, how he's doing, how soon he's going to be back. I did hear that he called in to the Birmingham event on, was it Sunday night that he called
in? Yes.
And of course, we'll get into that a little bit later on. I did not get to listen to him call in because of a certain situation that I was in. And I'm rubbing it in y'all's face just a little bit, just in case you.
Yeah, I know. I know where you were leading with it there, Rip. I knew where you were going with it, buddy.
But did he say anything about how he's doing, when he's expecting to come back or anything?
He is doing pretty good right now. He said he's just sitting up on the couch relaxing a little bit, just kind of resting up, and, you know, which is what he needs right now, that's for sure, especially knowing, you know, being in the medical field myself. He said he does have to go back and have another stent put in to clear out one of those other blockages, but he is doing really good. As a matter of fact, I've got here right in front of me the PBR website, and he is actually working at putting out a personal plea for the hospital that actually saved him and the organization that, provided the transport for him and getting him down to the hospital. Apparently, they're in some financial difficulties, and you know, Flint is really working with them to try to try to help save that hospital, and I'm sure that the PBR is going to kind of gather around them, because I believe they did a really great job in getting him recovered and getting him fixed up so he can come back here and put on a show for us within the PBR. So, you know, if there's fans or riders out there, you know, check out the PBR website, pbrnow.com, and, you know, read his storyline on that. But he is doing much better. Said that, you know, once he has this other stent put in, you know, he, you know, if recovery and everything goes well, he should be back at it here real quick. I think that he'll be back out there entertaining these crowds for too long.
Well, that's great. And I don't know this for a fact, but I'm betting Dr. Tandy is not going to let that facility that took care of Flint. I bet he's going to get in there and he's going to help that facility out some way. He's not going to let that go unnoticed.
Well, we certainly all need to be a part of that. You know, I mean, you know, these hospitals, you know, they're filled with these doctors that you know, when we need them, they're there for us. And a lot of people don't give them credit. I do, because I see them every day. I must go to 7 or 8 different hospitals right here in Pinellas County where I live, and, you know, transport into these places. And we want to see these hospitals go, especially when they do such an outstanding job as this one has for Flint.
That's right, and you know, you talk about the doctors and the hospitals and the facilities, but we can't forget our paramedics and EMTs that are on standby at the rodeos for us. You know, these guys come out and they stand by and they're right there. They're Johnny on the spot. Not, you know, the smaller rodeos doesn't have the privilege of having an on-site medical staff and medical people. So we have to depend on our local fire departments and ambulance services to provide us with EMTs and paramedics. And those guys and gals, I can't say enough about them. And I'm in the firefighting profession myself and EMT, but still, you know, those they're part of the group, and we need them, and we appreciate them. And that doesn't get said enough.
Yeah, you're right. It's one thing to give credit to them bullfighters that are out there in those direct lines getting those cowboys out of the arena, okay? But once they get out of there, if they take a little shot or something, it's always, you know, always nice to see one of those guys over there to look out for you and get you a splinter, get you an ice pack, you know, get you back out there on them bulls. You know, I know most of them think that we're crazy for doing it. I myself got a double shot of that just because I worked in the EMS field and I rode bulls. So, you know, I kind of got to see those sides and work with those doctors and all that firsthand. Great job for us, and I give them all the credit in the world.
That's great. Hey, guys, we have a caller on the line. Hold on just 1 minute. Let me get them up here. Welcome to Team Making 8.
What do we got going on?
What's hey, going what happened on? Tonight?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey.
We can hear you. Who we got here?
This is Ricky Ringer.
Oh, hey,
what's
Ricky,
up, Ricky?
What's up?
how you doing there, Ricky?
Oh, we're doing.
Good, man. Hey, listen, I know I had the opportunity to talk with you a little bit earlier today. You were up in Dublin, Georgia this weekend, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. We was there.
How'd that go this weekend, buddy?
I've had better.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of rough. Got third off two.
Okay.
Had a good one the second one. That rooster on a rope, he threw me off about six.
All right. Well, you know what? We all know that's the nature of the business, man. We saw Rooster actually get bucked off down here in Miami City. But, how were the bulls up there? Were they pretty good?
The bulls were outstanding. Bulls really bucked. There wasn't a shortage on bulls. Everything they brought up there were bucked. Chris's bulls bucked really good. Art Todd and Duster and Shepard had some bulls up there that bucked really good. Jeff Robinson had some bulls up there. It was a really good bull riding.
Also, Jeff Robinson brought his bulls out, huh?
Yeah. He had some pretty good ones there, some pretty juicy ones.
Good deal, man. Good deal.
They only rode, I think, four bulls all night. It was... Crowd was outstanding. They had to wait about 30, 45 minutes just to get the crowd in through the gate to start the show. They had to start it late. There were so many people. It was out to the parking lot.
Is that right? Now, I know they called it the Shamrock Showdown. Did everybody show up wearing a green shirt, or did they have to go out and buy one there?
Oh, Lord. You couldn't beat Drew Carmichael. Looked like a leprechaun.
Did he?
Yeah, he had his whole hair dyed green, orange goatee. It's kind of scary.
Oh, man. We'll have to catch up with it, give him a hard time about it. Did he win the contest? Because I knew they were having a leprechaun-type contest, weren't they?
Oh, he took the cake.
I bet he did, man. Well, hey, did you guys have a good St. Patrick's Day, though?
Oh, yeah.
Good deal, man.
Yeah. I tell you what, not to get off the subject, but I went down to Felsmere today. Went down last night, and Jimmy Lathrow's dad's birthday was last night, so they had a little buck out there at the house, and me and Jimmy got up about daylight this morning, went fishing, and did wear them out today.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
Me, Jimmy, his cousin Michael, and his uncle, we all went out, and I tell you what, his uncle lost the bass today right at the boat, and this thing's mouth was the size of a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, I'm telling you,
he was well over 12 pounds.
Yeah.
Biggest pound I've ever seen.
Ricky, were y'all doing catch and release, or are we fixing to have a fish fry here pretty soon?
We started releasing, We were catching 3 or 4 pounders, and I'm thinking, hell, put these things on a stringer, And like, no, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm looking at like, shit. I 3 or 4 pounds is a good day's fishing. They started hitting. I caught one today. It was 8 pounds. It was a heck of a day fishing. I'm telling you what, we bought five dozen shiners, and we went through every one of them.
Well, like they say, a bad day of fishing is still better than a good day of work. So I know you guys must have had a great time. Let me ask you something there, Ricky. You guys like saltwater fishing?
Oh yeah, love
Do
it.
Do you? Well, hey, let me tell you something, man. We're looking to do a little promotional deal with Team Making Eight. So whenever you're ready to start getting involved with us, man, and get on as a team member, we're going to do a little saltwater fishing tournament here between the Team Making Eight members. So we're going to have to get you on board with that. And
I
want you
on the ocean right now, ready to go in the boat. Let's go. It's on.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. If we have to do teams, I want you on my team because it sounds like you had some pretty good luck today.
Hey, when there ain't no work, all you can do is fish, right?
Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure.
Well, hey, I've got a secret to that, Scott. I know what Ricky was doing.
What's that?
He was spitting that Red Man chewing tobacco on his lure.
Oh, is that what he was doing? Were you spitting that Red Man tobacco on there, buddy?
It was on them shiners. We'd spit a little swab in there every now and then, give Red Man,
There you go, man.
Red Man.
Oh, hey,
They swam a little crooked, after it went in there, but the bass still hit it. I don't know. It was something in
there. Well, hey, man, I guess bass fish like a little bit chewing the back of two, so.
I tell you what, it was good, though. It was good. I had a good time today with them boys.
That's a good deal, man. Now, hey, were you did you go any rodeos a week before? I don't.
Yeah, we went to. They had a. I guess it's a SS. I don't know what they're starting some new association up in the Panhandle. I don't remember what exactly it was, but we went to. It was open. It was 3,000 added in Bonifay.
Okay.
And we went up there to that and didn't do no good up there neither. BJ Carter won a second or a third. Like, he got third off in the long round. There were one short, one or two guys short, getting drawn back to the short round. They drew him and Cody Holiday back. And BJ ended up pulling a little bit out of there. He was 82 in the short round.
Okay. Well,
I believe Wayne Hartzog. I believe he may have won it. I'm not sure. He didn't. I can't remember who won it exactly, but it paid a heck of a check up there.
How did Cody do, Ricky?
Huh?
How did Cody do?
Cody got third off. He got third off in the long round and got third off in the short round. A good son of a gun.
Yeah.
I forget what they call him. I think he come from Boyce Knox, but. He's a real good bull. But,
good deal, man.
Yeah, it was a good bull riding up there too, though. Bull's really bucked.
Yeah. Well, you gonna be down here playing around in the South a little bit next couple weeks now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're gonna try and get something done. Big Cypress going on next weekend, and Caleb's bull riding Kissimmee.
Yes, sir. Now, have you heard anything from Caleb? You know if he's gonna try to be there or not? Because, I mean, I know he's up doing the PBR deals, but.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I'm not sure if there's a cup next weekend or what, but I'm sure his dad will be there running stuff or whatever, Billy Watson and them. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to go, but.
Well, you know, I look forward to
you there.
Yeah, well, I look forward to catching up with you down there, man. We're going to be down there as well doing our tailgate party and doing our live broadcast over there. So, you know, hopefully by then we'll even try to get you on the air or something. I know, you know, we're going to try to get some fans out there for you and, you know, let them – we'll be able to call the shots while you guys are out there getting on them bulls. How's that sound?
Yeah, maybe they got some super groom Velcro. I can need it.
Well, we already got you with the Rippo rope, man, so, you know, we're going to have to work on something. We'll get you there or something.
I'm telling you.
So,
well,
I don't know.
You run out of things to say, Ricky. I'm sorry. Now, when I was talking to you earlier, you said you love talking rodeo, man. I know you
I
got
love
enough
it.
Talk
I love it. We got another thing. Y'all were talking about Darth Vader there a little bit earlier about Brian maybe having another chance to get on him again. And from what I hear, he's going to have to go to Texas to get on him. I heard Jerry Nelson hauled him on the
trailer. Did he pick him up? Now, okay, for the fans that are out there that didn't know, and I apologize because I did not announce it, but Jerry Nelson was at the Miami City event. And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if he was that impressed with Darth Vader, he picked him up. But hey,
word
if we got to get
word is
go
he
ahead.
Got that he picked him up. I haven't talked to Jamie yet, but word through the grapevine is that he's on that trailer. He was on that trailer out of there.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You'll have to let us know if you find out before we do. If you don't hear anything about it, call us and let us know. But hey, if we got to send Brian all the way out there to Texas to go get on him again, man, I think Brian is the one to cover that bull.
I'm sure he's ginning at the mouth for him. I'm sure he wants him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he does too, man. Now I had the opportunity to talk with Brian a little bit earlier today, and he was telling me that you know he's ridden him or he's taken him on three times now, but all three times he hasn't been really fully healthy. He's been dealing a couple different injuries here and there, but he's ready for a piece of Darth Vader, man. I think that you know he's got it for him, and I look forward to seeing it, man. We got to try to get him back down this way. If nothing else, we'll try to get a hold of Jerry and bring his bulls back down here to a couple SSBR events and get him back on it.
Well, we know he'll be down here for our kid next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as far as I know, BJ Carter's the only one who's ridden that bull so far.
Oh, really? So he has been ridden, right?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago at the finals he got on him, and I don't think the bull quite did his trip, but he did get his trip.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, Ricky, man, I appreciate you calling in and giving us a little heads up on Dublin, Georgia, man. That's excellent. Sorry you had such a rough weekend, man, but we know you'll be back at it. You usually go down to the last rows to get on some practice bulls down that way?
We hang out. I try to stay out of the practice pens. I'm a little bit too old for them practice pens. They hurt too much the next day, you know. I like to have them when I get on. But we went down there and watched. So Bob tried to talk me into getting on one yesterday. He was chinning at the mouth wanting me to get on one, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I figured I'd sit back, drink some beer, and watch everybody else.
Well, tell Bob he's got to – I bet you Bob laid down some money on the table, though, you'd take it, wouldn't you?
He did. He laid 50 down on me.
Oh, still wasn't enough for you?
It wasn't enough. He told me 50-50. I told him, well, you put up 50 and I'll put up 5, and then we'll have a deal going. He didn't care for it. So.
Well, you know, those stock contractors, man, they're pretty good about the math there. Well, hey, listen, man, we definitely appreciate you calling it back in with us, man, checking in with us. We definitely want to see how you're doing and keep in contact, man. Check out our website. Have you seen the new website yet?
I haven't seen the new one yet. I just got home today, and you were telling me about it earlier. I just haven't got on there yet and checked it out, but we'll ding sure get on there and check it out.
Yes, sir. Well, take a look, man. Tell me what you think, and you know, let's see what we can do to work something out. We'll get you out here wearing a Team Making 8 shirt at these rodeos, man. Maybe that'll be your good luck charm. How's that?
We'll see. We need to try something. Something's got to work, huh?
Something's got to work, huh? Hey, well, I'm all for giving it a try, buddy. I look forward to meeting up with you down there. And if you can't make it to Big Cypress, definitely Caleb's deal over in Kissimmee.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next weekend for sure. We'll be at one of them, if not both.
All right, Ricky. Well, hey, man, you know, get a grip, buddy. Hang on and have a good week. We'll talk to you next weekend for sure.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy. Have a good night.
Have a good week, Rick.
See y'all later.
Well, what do you think, rodeo fans? We're getting us some bull riders in there if you're still interested. 646-915-9940. Give us a buzz. Let's talk some rodeo, man. Heck, we'll even talk some fishing, just like we did with Ricky there. That was a good time right there. You know, and I know I'm kind of throwing you guys on the spot, probably making you guys like, what's going on with that? Because I threw that out to you about the whole saltwater fishing tournament. But, you know, I had the pleasure of talking with a buddy of mine who just so happens he owns a charter business. And we talked a little bit. We're going to try to work on getting something together for our team members. We might even send you guys down here, too, do a little bit of saltwater fishing. How's that?
I'm all about that.
I'm ready for that.
we might just be able to put together a little fish fry there. We'll have to see what we can do.
Let's do it. That sounds good.
Well, definitely one of the plans for Team Making 8 here coming up this season. We're gonna work on doing that a little bit. And, you know, we'll keep, you know, as we get word in, we'll kind of throw it back out there to you guys and let you know what's going on. But anyhow there, Rip, what do you say we take a little break here, buddy?
Y'all ready to break for a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more rodeo.
Sounds good,
man.
Gonna make the hero out of me. Cause you know you wanna win the round. But when that Brenda comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. And go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Know it's been a long, hard road. You're fighting here because you're going on broke. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Never pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. But when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah.
Welcome back on the ranch. We are here with the Making Eight.
Snuck that one in on you, did it, Rip? I was waiting for it, buddy.
Yeah, this is not like working at the radio station. You know, they let you know what, how the song's going to end and everything. And that one got me right there. I guess I ought to listen to my music before I play it, huh? Anyway, welcome back to the Back on the Ranch Making Eight Get a Grip radio show. You got Scott Sneaky Rip in here with you. Just got off the phone with Ricky Ringer, calling in, letting us know what was going on with him. And we're having a good time tonight. We are down to 20 minutes left, y'all.
Wow.
Night's flown by.
Real fast for me.
Well, you came in late. No wonder.
Oh.
So,
all right. Guys, we had a little bit of a wager going on what we're fixing to talk about here, but I don't remember what the wager was, so it must not have been a bigger wager as the out of the shoot wager.
We just
picked this.
Well, you know what it was? If you guys remember correctly, y'all stuck me with Bones. Y'all took y'all's pick and said that I got whatever, because I wasn't on the air to make a pick. And, you know, we got so wrapped up, had to jump back out on that ambulance. So I did not have an opportunity to make a pick. However, I would have taken Bones in the matchup between Bones and Big Tex this week in Birmingham.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you don't show up for work and you have to leave early. The guys that are still at work get to do what they want to, and then you have to take what's left over. But I was over in Birmingham, Alabama this past Sunday at the PBR event. I did not get to watch the first go-round of action. I was running sound for Bill Hankins at a Bulls and Barrels up in Ralph, Alabama, at the 4R Arena. We had a real good time up there. It's a neat little arena. And the show started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We were out of there by 6:30. Bill and I drove to Tuscaloosa, spent the night there, got up Sunday, drove on down to Birmingham, and I went to my first PBR Built Ford Tough event. And guess what, guys? I'm hooked even worse than what I was.
Rub it in, Rip.
I'm going to have a real problem watching this on TV now after I've been to it live, because nothing can compare going to it live. I mean, they do a good job on TV, but Keith Isley was the funny man since Flint's out. He did a spectacular job. The show started before I even knew it. He came running out of nowhere, babbling and carrying on, and the show was on, and it started out fast, and it ended with a bang. And I was impressed with how they do the shows. They do five different flights with about eight riders in each flight. And five times eight, that's 40. That's what they have on the tour, isn't it? 40 guys right now.
I believe so.
Austin Meyer, he took the first flight. He had the high score in the first flight of 86. Second flight, Travis Briscoe. He took it with an 80. He had high scoring there with an 88.5, and I'm saying took it. He didn't take it, but that was a high score in the second flight. Third flight, Renato Nunez with a 90.5, and then the fourth flight only had one rider in the fourth flight. Would you like to guess who that was, Mr. Scott?
Would that be my hometown Florida Cowboy?
That would be Mr. Caleb Sanderson, who also rides
in
SBR. He was in there with an 86, was not enough to get him back into the championship round. He didn't cover his bull Friday night or Saturday
right.
night. I'm sorry, Saturday
right.
night.
Saturday
and
night.
86 didn't get him back in. Moving on to the fifth flight, it was Ryan McConnell. I have trouble saying his name, with an 88.75. And as we all know, Ryan went on and he took the event. That was his first win. And going into the championship round, Ryan McConnell picked Say I Want Gunner, which was a good pick for him. He scored a 90.5. And, I mean, I don't know if y'all got to watch it or not. But he put it all over Say I Want Gunner. I mean, everybody in that place was standing up on their feet screaming and yelling. But
yeah.
The big thing that we wanted to talk about was the matchup between Big Tex and Bones. And
now,
go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Rip. Now, you've been over here just not giving me an opportunity to talk about this, but we have got to tell the whole story about this deal. Saturday night was the night that I was over in Myakka City, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Saturday night.
Right.
And, boy, you know, I was so excited about how well Macon 8 did and how much fun we had down here at the SSBR. So I called Sneak. I told Sneak what a great time, and I said, I got to call Rip. So I started calling Rip and can't get through to him. And I knew you was at a rodeo, but I figured, well, you know, after the rodeo, you have a chance to call me. And didn't get a call back. Got up Sunday, must have called you seven times, eight times maybe towards the morning. Still no answer. Couldn't get through to Rip. So I'm over here worried. I'm thinking, well, man, did he fall off? Did he get kicked by a bull something during the weekend, you know? What's going on, Rip? Did he fall off the fire truck? Where's Rip? Well, we couldn't figure it out anywhere. Well, I get a phone call just before the Bones Big Tex matchup. And I told him, I said, now hold on, Rip. I'm watching the Bones Big Tex matchup. Don't go nowhere. I gotta talk to you. And you know, he goes, well, I could tell you who won it. And I said, what, am I on a delay or what? He said, no, I was there. Man, I'll tell you what a way to rub it into the boss, you know?
How do you like the way I did that, Sneak?
I loved it.
But I see how you guys are going to treat me. I know how it is now, you know. I get so overwhelmed. I guess I call you guys like that, so I guess I deserve a little bit of that now, don't I?
Yes, the special, and the bet was for a Coke now.
A Coke?
Oh, is that what
yeah.
it was?
Yeah, okay. It was for a Coke.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Now, Sneak,
I will tell you that I know that the mail service out there in your area is not the greatest, so I'm going to send you one by mail, and hopefully it'll get shaken up real good.
Well, I'll have to let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple of days before I open it.
Well, guys, I've talked to both of y'all about that matchup, and I was, not to rub it in or anything, but I was on the, if you stood on top of the shark cage in the event,
uh-huh.
I was to the right. 8 rows back, about halfway in between the shark cage and the buck and shoot. So I had a pretty good view of all this. And Mike Lee, I was really surprised that Bones and Big Tex went as late in the draft as they did. They, you know, I figured that they would have been the top 2 picks with this thing going on. But anyway, Mike Lee, he picked Bones, okay?
Right.
And then Zach Brown, he picked Big Tex. Well, Bones was the first out, okay?
Uh-huh.
Bones came out. Now, I hope I'm getting my directions right. It's been more than a day, so he went back to the left, faked back to the right, came back to the left, and slammed Mike Lee in like 2.3, 2.4 seconds, okay?
Right.
They scored it a 45 and a half. Big Tex was up next. He came out. Went to the left and covered a little bit of ground. Bones didn't cover a whole lot of ground, if I'm thinking
yeah.
right, if I'm remembering right.
Yeah.
Big Tex covered a little bit of ground. Had a good showing, but it was Zach stayed on just a little bit longer. I mean, it was like 4.6 or something like that, if my memory serves me correct. But they scored Big Tex a 46, which put him the winner by half a point over Bones. And I told Scott this the other night, and I don't know if I told Sneaky this or not, but I believe, I'm glad that my pick won, but I believe if Bones wouldn't have thrown Mike Lee in such a quick time and had stayed out just a little bit longer, that he might have gotten the higher score on this thing.
I think he bucked harder. I got to see the event, and, you know, I was really surprised, just like you were saying, with Ryan McConnell not picking him, because when they interviewed him after his long go ride, you know, that's all he could say was he wanted Big Tex. He wanted Big Tex. And when he got up there, he didn't pick him. And I understand it was a business decision, and we all make those, you know. It's a matter of riding something that you know is going to put you into money. And these guys have to make a living doing this. You know, they have to pay their bills. And so he took a matchup that he felt would be better suited for him to win the event. And I don't blame him for that at all. But, yeah, I was a little surprised myself that Bones and Big Tex didn't go higher in the draft, because I figured, man, if – you know, especially if you're coming from behind in the short go, you need a higher point. You need a higher riding points for the short go. You're going to take on a bull that you know is going to get you him if you can cover him. And, you know, JB, who unfortunately was not in there because I'm sure he'd have picked Bones again, you know, he didn't have the opportunity to pick, but I figure one of those other fellows there were looking to try to make some headway and actually win the event would have picked him. But I would not have wanted to judge that either. You know, seeing Bones come out, you know, I think he was stronger. I think he put on a better match. He just didn't keep the rider on him long enough.
Right, right. And like you were saying, JB and Cody Lostro, they neither one made it back to the championship round. And I'm saying if they would have been in there and in the position where they could have, you'd have seen those two pick Bones and Big Tex, you know, just to to make that a little bit more exciting.
Yeah. Well, that also kind of leads us up there, fellas. I mean, and we can keep talking about it because I know Sneaky's been over there real quiet as a mouse. I haven't been able to say much about that.
Well,
but, you know, we also have a new challenge within the PBR with the riders. But, you know, we want to get in and talk a little bit about that as well. That's going to be a great matchup.
Well, unfortunately,
yeah.
I didn't get to see it Sunday.
Sneaky, what were you doing, my friend?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, never mind then.
Sneaky,
so we'll
Sneaky
go.
Doing his sneakiness, I'm telling you.
That's right.
We'll go on to what I think Scott was leading up to, and you're talking about the upcoming Tacoma event, correct, Scott?
Yes, sir. Now, I believe they're holding that match up there in Tacoma, and you know, I'm hoping my stats man over there is up on it enough.
You didn't give me enough warning on that one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm
well,
over on the website now. I'm looking at it, and it's Lostro versus Mooney.
Uh-huh.
And they're letting the fans decide the matchup on this, right? You go in. And you vote.
Is that what they're doing?
I'm looking at the website right now, and I haven't researched it a lot, but I'm looking at the website, and it says you decide the matchup: Lostro on Chicken on a Chain, Mooney on Voodoo Child, or Lostro on Voodoo Child, Mooney on Chicken on a Chain. Voting deadline is 7 o'clock Eastern. That's your time, Scott. March 25th.
Okay. So it won't be this weekend. It'll be the following weekend that they're going to do it.
It's not the Tacoma event. It is the next one.
Right. Okay. So my stats are off. But I'll tell you what a great matchup that's going to be. And I think that is going to be a little bit easier to be judged. If one of the riders go down early and the other rider covers, well, obviously, you know, but if they both cover, the judges are going to be able to pick out who's going to perform best. And I think that'll be a easier judge contest rather than just trying to judge the bulls themselves. Because, you know, like I said, I think Bones would have had that. I think he was a stronger bull looking at him just in the 2.5 seconds or so that we got to see him. I think he was a stronger match. I think he was a stronger bull, and I think he bucked harder. And like I said, he did the job. I thought that's what the judges were did. And maybe their criteria is a little bit different. But, you know, Big Tex kind of drifted out away from the arena or away from the buck and shoots a little bit. I think that should have hurt him in the points, you know, rather than helping him. So,
right.
You know, and
like you say, I'm glad we weren't having to judge that. That's why I went into announcing and not judging.
That's for sure.
Hey,
but like I said, what's that?
Go on.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, hey, that's, you know, I mean, those judges are human as well. But I think that this matchup that they've got coming up with the number one and two riders going up against the top-ranked bulls are going to be a good matchup. That's going to be fun to watch.
And as it stands right now, that matchup is going is Lostro on Chicken on a Chain, Mooney on Voodoo Child. That's got 1,085 votes, and the other way around is 1,034 votes.
Okay.
And one thing I failed to mention, McConnell scored a 90-point ride the other night to help him. Well, actually, it was a 90 and a half point ride to win the event. So
okay.
That was his first 90-point plus ride, and his event win.
Wow! Yeah, that was good for him. Congratulations to him for sure. Oh,
that's
a great job. Hey, I know we're kind of pushing the time limit here, guys. We have been talking, and, you know, of course, Sneaky hadn't said much of anything. He shows up late, doesn't talk much, but, hey, that's all right. We just won't give him the opportunity tonight. But I want to let all the fans know out there, do not miss the opportunity. Tomorrow night, we're going to be live from Remington Roughstock Arena in Tampa, Florida, doing another live tailgate party. And we're going to call these shots. We think we're getting a grip on this thing now, guys. I think we're starting to get a handle on it, and we're going to call these shots for these fans at home. You're going to be able to tune in, listen to the rodeo live. I believe we're going to do it at 7:30 it's going to be between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So if we're not directly on the air at 7:30, fans, just hang out with us. Bear with us. We're going to keep going. You know, we will be on the air tomorrow night during the event. So please, just, you know, that's the one thing we're trying to work out is to get the set time in order. But, yeah, we're ready to watch some great bull riding down there. 2 weeks ago, had a great matchup, 19 riders down there. You know, no short go around. Maybe they'll have one here this week. We'll just have to wait and see, man. But I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, and we were going to remind the listeners about that. Look, Scott, you've got the you had me put on here about the Team Making 8 support group for family and friends. Do you have time to give us a quick rundown on that, or do we need to save that for next week's show? How do we need to work this?
You know what? You know, my big recommendation is this. The benefits that Team Making 8 provide are going to be great, and it's not just including the riders. It's for the families as well. We're working on these support groups and getting this thing together for the family members as well. We're going to kind of touch into it more on our Back of the Ranch show next week. But, yeah, that's one thing. So make a note, Rip. We'll definitely, if I can't be there myself, you know, we'll leave it out there for you guys to get involved with it. And, you know, talk a little bit about the support group that we have for our families and friends of these athletes that are out there working with Team Making 8. So, hey, if you're a fan and you know somebody who is an athlete, you want to be involved with us, get them involved as Team Making 8. It'll pay off for you guys as well.
Okay, the note is made. I will put it on the production sheet for next week. Upcoming shows. Of course, like we mentioned, the Remington tailgate party tomorrow night in between 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish, something like that. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then next Thursday night, we'll be back on the ranch, Scott, Sneaky, and myself. We'll start that off at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. And anybody west of the Mississippi River, I don't know time zones out that way. You got to call Sneaky.
I was just
going to
ask you. I was just going to ask you, what time is that in Australia again?
Oh, that's a 12-hour delay. So, take your boots off, Sneak, and help me out here. You're the stats man.
Okay. What time was it again? Y'all done got me bum puzzled here.
Okay, 8 o'clock Central.
8 o'clock Central. 12 hours, that would be 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock, that should have been pretty easy. I should have just jumped 12 hours ahead.
Yeah,
you should have got that one there, buddy.
That one was easy. I didn't even need to take my boots off.
Well, look, math was not my strong suit in school.
Well, I do have one thing to add. Jerome Davis is having a bull riding school in April 4th and 5th.
Yes, sir. We've definitely... Hey, Sneak, definitely make sure we get a note on that so we can talk about that up and coming here next show, back when we're back on the ranch next week, okay?
Okay, sure will.
Definitely want to talk about that. I actually saw that here this past week when I was looking into it, and we definitely want to talk about that. But also, our next big tailgate party after tomorrow night, we're going to be in Big Cypress next Friday night, so that's a week from tomorrow. And then Saturday night, we're going to be up in Kissimmee, Florida for the Caleb Sanderson Invitational. So don't miss those great SSBR events, you know, sponsored by Redman, also Seminole Tribe of Florida. Do not want to miss those great bull rides that they've got going on. Make sure you get your way down there. If you can't make it all the way down here to Florida like you fellas can, or like you guys obviously won't be able to, make sure you tune in to our tailgate party and listen in.
Sure,
hey, we'll be sure to do that. And I want to remind the fans, we'll be back on the air next Thursday night, the 26th, 7 or 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and 8 in the morning over in Australia. Well, guys, we're about to wrap it up here. We've put on another 2 hours of show talking about rodeos and bull ridings and all kinds of stuff. I've had a great time, learned some stuff tonight, and I'm just plumb tickled to be a part of this with you two.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you guys are part of this whole organization. You know, when I first developed this thing, and I don't want to take credit for this because, you know, I talked to a lot of riders before I started to develop this deal and found out what it is that we really need to make a good team organization. And you know what? Putting you guys out here with me, helping me doing this show, I could not have done this thing without you. We could not be where we are right now. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to us being able to grow together and build this relationship we have, making it stronger and making Team Making Eight stronger.
Hey, well, with that being said, we're about out of time, and I could not have picked a more perfect song to end this show with. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. The long way.